Mr. Pullen, reel 5.
Oh, we used to do a lot of tiddly work like that.
Well, tell me about the other tiddly work.
Well, take, for instance, one case. I had made 2 pillowcases in Miami. And I sewed a anchor on there, old Admiralty pattern anchor. And I put on there, peace, perfect peace. And that night, a Pampero came on. I was in South America then. I'm a long way out of this thing. And when I came back from the Pampero, the Pampero had finished. You know, that's like a typhoon on that part of the world. Mm-hmm. I took the pillowcase off and flung it out the porthole. Peace, perfect peace. No peace with me.
But what other tiddly things would you do to your uniform?
Oh, the uniform we used to use the, not outward showing. Mm. Sometimes our flannels, we would put a bit of tiddly work on here. But it was never...
What sort of tiddly work?
Well, what should I say, like anchor or a crown or some... animal that we could, you know, draw it out, see?
And you'd sew this in?
Sew it on, yeah, sew it in. I can show you a ship I got upstairs I sewed in. I sewed it all in, a sailing ship. Mm.
And this tiddly work would be on your white shirt, beneath your blue tunic?
Yeah, it's on the inside, look, see? And mostly the collar belt used to be the one, because chaps used to say, they chased the cat out the front door so that people could see the tiddlywork on the collar belt, see?
Any other tiddlywork to your uniform that you can remember?
No, the only thing I know is I sewed my name in my toes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Now, after the Northampton, you went on to the Victory at Portsmouth. What was discipline like on the Victory compared with the other ship?
Anyhow. All gone astray there, because the Victory had been rammed, see, and damaged. There was no, didn't seem to be much discipline there, really. Boys seemed to be loitering about doing what they like, except the signal boys. It was learning, you know, signals, flashing and Morse, semaphore, stuff like that.
Now, you got into a bit of trouble at
aboard there.
What happened to you?
Well, they piped the boys to fall in, see? And it appears that not many fell in. So me and 2 other boys didn't fall in. We went up in Nelson's barge and hid. And the master's arms come looking around for the boys. And just as they thought he'd gone, one of these boys that I was with went to look out the boat, fell out the barge, look, see. Of course, back come the master's arms, he had 3 of us now, look, see. When we before the commander, Harry Blackett was the commander. When we went before him, he punished us with 6 cuts with the cane, each.
Yes. Tell me in as much detail as you can remember about how the punishment was actually given.
Well,
what would happen once you'd been sentenced?
We'd all fall in, see. All the boys would pipe to fall in. It usually used to close on a Wednesday. They used to put the canvas around the Victory and close the Victory to visitors, because she was then in that dock she is now, see. They'd line us up, and then the commander would read out the punishment, see, for why and all that. All right, see, Edward Pullen first, see. All right, these instructions were... There was 2 hammocks laid on them old-fashioned guns. Lift me up on there, see. Put a canvas bag on each wrist and on each ankle. Hold you there, see. And then the one ship's corporal over there would carry out the cane, see. And the commander would say, carry on the punishment, see. 3 cuts first. Each slash 3 cuts across your bare undercarriage, see. Then the next corporal would take on. he'd put the next three on. So that went on until all the boys had been caned and birched.
Hmm. What were the boys wearing?
What were they wearing?
Where, when they were, when you brought, were brought up to be caned, oh, what would you have on?
What would they do? Pull your trousers down, lift up your flannel, and your undercarriage was showing, see? All bare. And that's what they used to strike at, see?
Why did they have cloth bags over your hands and feet?
Not cloth, no. Canvas band, all down, all, you see, so you wouldn't wriggle away from what they're going to do. You know, at school when the headmaster used to cane you, I sometimes tried to put my hand as close to his cane as I could. Then he'd always around and put it. But there they put these canvas bands around, see. And they stand there and always, you know, always your legs and always your arms, so you wouldn't wriggle away from it.
There was one incident when someone got caught stealing and had a heavy punishment. Tell me about that.
Yes, he had this boy had to have the birch. Well, because they laid him out just the same as they did me, these other boys. And then all his undercarriage, the doctor stood by there, and a sick bay steward, he had something in a glass. I don't know what it was. And then they gave him 12. The doctor said, release one hand, see? You know, where the band was put round. And he took his pulse, I suppose. And he said, you can stick another 12, see? So they gave him the dozen, the two dozen then, see? And I see him lift that boy off of there with all that part of his body bleeding.
What was his offence? What had he done?
Yeah, all he'd done is just stole another boy's black silk. But we already done, see?
Was the whole company assembled for punishment?
Oh, yes, yes.
Tell me how that was done. What was the routine?
Well, all the time, they piped, clear lower deck. Everybody asked, see? All the boys had fallen in to watch the punishment, see? That might go on for perhaps 2 hours in the morning, see? The victory would be closed to visitors, anyhow. We would always allow the boys, see? Well, then punishments had taken place. And when that finished, well, we turn to now and start cleaning the victory up a bit.
What kind of offences would you be caned for? You've mentioned stealing and squawking.
Smoking. Boy caught smoking in the lavatory, see? For the least thing, you get caned. And I remember seeing 24 birches in each tub, one in a tub of vinegar, one in a tub of salt water, in the Caesar. And that was in 1904. Now they could cane boys and they could birch boys. All the time a boy was in his boyhood time, up to the age of 18. When he was 18, they used to give him other punishments. He had 10A or certain watches he had to do, you know, when other men were smoking, having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was some bad old days, really. Looking back over the days, it don't sound reasonable. But to us, I suppose, it was discipline.
What sort of work were you doing while you were on the Victory?
Oh, we got those pig irons up, you know. That was these sheets of blocks of iron that was about 12 inches long and 18 inches long, some of them.
Oh.
6 by 6 inches, you know. That was a block, you know, see? And then it had an elongated hole it went in. We used to put our chinooks in there to drag them away, look, see?
What were all these things doing on the Victory?
That was it. We're taking them out because they wanted to repair the Victory, see? And I don't think they put them in there anymore. So it wouldn't be needed because she wouldn't be out sailing anymore, see? Before she was put like she is now.
Now, after the victory, you went on to the Caesar, which was your first sort of seagoing ship. She was a battleship.
Lord Shelburne's flagship, she yes. was.
Was she a happy ship?
Oh yes, I never found much wrong with her, really. The only thing was that I remember my petty officer in charge of our group. He was very religious. I used to preach in the dinner hour, and I think because of him being like that, he had to be removed. So one day, Admiral Beresford come up on deck, and he got over the telescope, and he said, "What's the name of that stroke hole on that barge?" A barge was about a 16-oar boat, see? His name was Tubby... Oh. Anyhow, this young Ava Seaman had the Benin Medal. Do you ever remember the Benin battle amongst the blacks? It wasn't in my time, but he was there, see? And they fetched him inboard. And I remember Charlie Beresford saying to him, "You're a petty officer in charge of the main top." Now, we were divided, you know, in them ships. Forecastle, foretop, main top, quarter deck, starboard watch, and opposite the port watch. Same, see? And he was our petty officer now. Now, going to sea, the other petty officer was religious. He never bothered about when they put on all the masts and yards canvases, you know, to stop the smoke from getting on the yards from the funnels of the ship. He would let us go up and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, when this another new PO took over, he came up there and he made everybody do their bit.
What made a happy ship? What sort of things were important?
Well, Saturday nights we had the band, see? Where at one time Nelson used to have the old fiddler play for an hour, where they greased their sailor's air, you know, and done them up, see? Well, they had the same thing happening in those days. See, an hour band. They used to do the quadrilles and the... different dances, you know. We used to all end up with the barn dance on board. Everybody now joining the barn dance, see? Not officers, only the men, see?
Yeah. What was Admiral Lord Beresford like? Did you meet him a few times?
He was a great man, somehow. Of course, you know, he was known for the... bombardment of Alexandra.
Yeah.
And he was a...
Well, tell me how you came into... times you came into contact with him.
Well, he come up from the... come up from the quarter deck one day, and I was cement washing the waterways at that time. In an old canvas suit, that's it. And he shouts out to me, "Come over here, are you?" And then there was a... midshipman there walking up and down the quarter deck, acting as a deck officer. "And you," he said. So his flag captain was there, Evan Thomas, and different officers all around him. And he said to me, "What's your name?" I said, "Pullen." He said, "What Pullen?" I said, "Edward Pullen." "Where were you born?" I said, "In Bristol." He said to this midshipman, "What's your name?" And I think he said, "Lord Lyttelton, sir." He said, "Where were you born?" "Stone Square, London." "Well, you know that, Edward." He said to me, "The German Emperor's coming aboard my ship. Do you know him?" I said, "Read about him at school, sir." "Go down," he said, "and get a number of sixes. Come up and let me see what you look like." So I put on that drill frock, truck, and one in trousers, you know, cloth trousers, see? Straw hat, and everything dressed up, see? Went up in front of him, he says, yes, that looks all right. He said, now when he comes to your accommodation ladder, I want you to give him the man rope. All right, I said, yes, sir. All right, he says, you can go down, undress, and carry on with your work. So the day come in, the Owens Arm, that was his yacht, came in to Gibraltar. Nice summer's day. And we all had to be ready for the Kaisers coming aboard. So I was down on the accommodation ladder waiting for him. When he arrived, and in the man rope, see? He wouldn't take that. He put his hand on my shoulder, nearly pulled me back into the sea. Like, and he jumped on the accommodation ladder. He said, thank you, as he went up the ladder. I told myself, you can speak English, all right, see? So that was that affair with him. But he stayed with Beresford for about an hour, I think, see?